According to The Edge, only 16% of organizations in Malaysia have the mature level of readiness needed to be resilient against today's modern cybersecurity risk, according to Nasdaq-listed Cisco. In a statement yesterday, 22nd March, the digital communications technology conglomerate in its first ever cybersecurity readiness index highlighted where businesses are doing well and where cybersecurity readiness gaps will widen if global business and security leaders don't take action. It said organizations had moved from an operating model that was largely static, where people operated from single devices from one location connecting to a static network, to hybrid world in which they increasingly operate from multiple devices in multiple locations, connect to multiple networks, access applications in the cloud and on the go, and generate enormous amount of data. There's a lot to be unpacked here, so joining me on the line is Muhammad Sirajuddin Jalil, the president of Malaysia Cyber Consumer Association, or MCCA. All right, Siraj, Cisco said the movement of operating model presents new and unique cybersecurity challenges for companies. So what are the key challenges facing organizations in Malaysia with regards to cybersecurity readiness?
Okay, thank you, Nabila. I think there are a few challenges facing by organizations in Malaysia with regards to cybersecurity issues. I think first of it is lack of cybersecurity awareness. As you can see from the news stated by Cisco, only 16% of Malaysian organizations aware about or ready prepare for the cybersecurity. And beside of it, many organizations in Malaysia still do not prioritize cybersecurity. And with the lack of awareness about the potential risks and consequences of cyber attacks. And then insufficient budget, because cybersecurity budgeting is quite a massive number. And it's all also depend with the updated technology year by year. And it consume a huge number of budget where the technology itself must be well updated amongst of the technology player. And then the skill shortage can exist not only in Malaysia, but the whole global shortage in cybersecurity in person. And then the insider threats, we talk about the integrity of IT personnel working in one organization is also one of the major threats for the cybersecurity in the industry. And then the increasingly sophisticated threats, for example, the cyber attacks are becoming more sophisticated, and with attackers using advanced techniques such as social engineering and ransomware to penetrate systems and steal data. And then we can see, even today, I can see news stated by Multimedia Commissions, MCMC, the usage of ransomware in the cyber threats is soaring up. So this type of cyber attacks need a very well skilled person to handle and manage in one organization. And besides the compliance and regulatory issues, such organization in Malaysia must comply with the range of cybersecurity regulation, including the PDPA Act. And also, if we can see a statement from the Ministry of Communication and Digital, where they are going to form one cybersecurity commission, an amendment of few acts, including PDPA in Malaysia, and maybe in the introducing the new act called the Cybersecurity Act, could assist on this challenge.
Now let's talk about the readiness level. What are the different stages of readiness that organizations can be classified into, and how do they differ in terms of preparing for cyber threats?
I think readiness and readiness can be prepared by organization. I think first of all, maybe they can practice to conduct a regular risk assessment. So while they're conducting this regular assessment, it is very crucial for them to identify potential vulnerabilities and threats that may exist in the organization infrastructures and systems. And then to implement a strong cybersecurity framework for one organization. I think we can put it in different like MNCs, for GLCs and even the SME. So different organizations represent different framework. But in Malaysia, we can refer back to the Cybersecurity Malaysia, for example, or maybe we can catch up with the national cybersecurity agencies. For any organization, you can refer up a lot of framework that can learn from these government agencies. And then so that our local companies, organization can implement their own framework. And then employee awareness training. So this training also we can get help from the government agency, especially Cybersecurity Malaysia. This is the agencies under Ministry of Communication and Digital, where they provide training time by time, or even skills or certified training for those who need it, especially from the any organization. And then access management, again, to implement strict access management policies, including the use of multi-factor authentications and the principle of least privilege to limit access to sensitive data and system. And then we have regular patching and updates. So regular update software and firmware, including patches and security updates, to ensure that all systems are up to date and protected against known vulnerabilities. Besides practicing backup and recovery for database, if your organizations have specific database or server that need to be protected from the threat. So backup and recovery needed time by time. Schedule backup and recovery must be implemented to protect the data, for example. And then incident response plan. What we can do in organization to develop and regularly test an incident response plan to ensure that the organization is prepared to respond quickly and effectively to any cyber incidents that may occur. And last but not least, third-party risk management. Implement effective third-party risk management process to ensure that vendors and partners who have access to organizations' data system are also taking adequate cybersecurity measures. There's more to integrity measurement, where I think in Malaysia, maybe in future, we can see that between cybersecurity and also anti-corruption are working together closely to close the gap of when it comes to the third-party risk management, because our system absolutely will be supplied or introduced by third-party company. So when it comes to those programmer create your own system, or those cybersecurity person become your consultant, so maybe this is where the trust issues and integrity issues play a very big role in cybersecurity.
Suraj, we have about a minute left, but talking about finding the best approach to defense against cybersecurity threats for organizations, what are some of the integrated platforms that can be used to achieve security resilience while reducing complexity?
I think not the best currently, but we can see that I can tell that few major threats for cybersecurity. First is phishing. Look very simple word phishing, email, SMS, even website. This phishing caused a lot of effects to even one organization. There's one bank, local bank, even affected by ransomware last time, just because of one of the staff in branch click phishing website, and those ransomware affected their core banking system, and in fact, major loss, millions of money, and also impact to the consumers. And besides malware, for example, and ransomware, even DDoS attack and insider threats. So those five are the major threats. So if we talk about what is the best practice, for me, we are as a representing consumer. The knowledge of cybersecurity is needed for everyone, actually, for anyone in one organization. If you prepare one of the best technology in practicing, for example, it need costs, you need a high budget for that. So we cannot implement. And nowadays, all consumerism in cyberspace, well connected between government, public, and even the corporate.
All right.
So if this is focus, we are focused on government and lack in the corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
So it will affect of imbalance. Also, when it comes to consumer, the public one engage with the private sector, for example, they don't know how to protect themselves from a PDPA issue, for example. Okay. So the best practice for me is the knowledge of publics. So involvement where the collaboration between government and private sectors and public awareness. This is the best practice currently, where if we protect ourselves from being cyber threats, and I think we can create a chain of awareness amongst all the society.
Yep, that is Mohammad Sirajuddin Jalil, President of Malaysia Cyber Consumer Association, or MCCA. And those are the kinds of updates that I can share to you today. My name is Nabilah Khalida. Thanks for watching.